That's why our Tuesday night support groups and getting together with Christian friends and fellowshipping together and hanging out together and letting this stuff be revealed is so powerful. Because even I was talking right before this session, thinking this session wouldn't happen because I thought we finished. And while I was talking, some other things that had been going on in my heart were coming up, and I'm thinking, why? And I'm thinking, this can't be related to this topic. We've done this topic.
We've done this topic, Lord.
And then and I started working it out and talking it out and getting it out there and trying to see what is it that's happening, I begin to see this is a pattern from way, 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 way back. Really, I don't know. My daughter died when my one son was 2 and my other was 5, so probably around that time, where because of what the enemy had done, now I did rise up in the Holy Spirit and do warfare and do the things I needed to do, led of the Spirit, but I also took on an identity as the policeman in the family, so to speak, to make sure that my husband didn't get hurt any more than he was hurt. And I began to undermine his authority and undermine who he was as a son of God. And we've dealt with all this kind of mess. Thank you, God, for setting me free and my marriage free. But in that place, that guilt that I would put on my kids if they tried to bother their father, I see now where it's hurt my relationship with my children and undermined my husband and caused them to have a codependent relationship that leaves me out and causes me to have a codependent relationship with the kids that leave him out, which is undermining. And God just splattering that thing all over the place in Jesus' name. Yay. Do you understand what I'm saying? Wow. And let me say, this isn't going to be a 5-second altar call for most people. This is going to be some revelation of spending time with God and saying, okay, unravel this. Unravel this. And so you know what's so cool? And you're going to be amazed how fast it's going to start unraveling. Why? Because we're taking guilt out of there. We're recognizing guilt as a sin. Carrying guilt after you find the cross is a sin. You need to repent of it because that guilt is like fertilizer to keep bitterness and greed in your heart, to keep you independent from God, to keep you trying to take care of things. You wonder, God, why don't you intervene and help my children? And the Lord's like, because of that guilt on you, you've made this way for Satan to continue to work in this situation. You've got to hate what you've allowed guilt to do. I never realized guilt was this big a deal. And use it as such unbelievable demonic empowerment for Satan to destroy your family, to destroy relationships. Are you seeing this? This isn't going to be, for some people, you're going to really have to re-listen to some of the teaching tapes and say, okay, with guilt out of the way, let me get this. Oh, I get this. Oh, I see this. God has taken me all the way back to my testimony where my daughter died, and it was because of greed in my heart. And showing me that greed in my heart has not completely pulled out because of guilt that I have operated in to cause others to do what I wanted, not guilt that I took on. I mean, I've been the one who've used guilt because guilt was used on me. And that's not what I thought it was. And God saying, you know, Cindy, it wasn't really sin that would be held against you. Had I died and stood before the Lord, I'd have complete understanding, but that sin would not be held against me because he hadn't revealed it yet. He unraveled things. He put things in perspective. He did the teaching he wanted to do through me. There's no condemnation in him. Praise God. But now he's getting down to some nitty gritty saying, you want to go to the next place? You want your family life to be better than it's ever been? You want to see finances like you've never believed? Do you want to see a revelation of who I am and how great I can be and how wonderful things are going to be? Let's deal with this. And I'm like, wow, I never even thought about that. And had I thought about it, I would have never thought it applied to me. That's the blinder part. I think we need it last night to get rid of condemnation, to handle what you're going to see that guilt has produced in your life. Because if you had condemnation, you couldn't handle it. You couldn't handle how nasty and horrible guilt is to keep people into bondage, people that you're praying that they'd get free. How much control is involved? How much it still empowers the devil? I had no idea I had all this in my heart. No wonder. You don't have authority over even seeing this ministry free from guilt. No wonder there's not the authority to help other people really see this guilt operating. This is a major breakthrough. This is a major conference. Only a few people happened to come today to hear it, but last night we had pretty many. But that's all right, because this is going to be one of those things that's got to have its breakthrough, and then people are going to get it. And this, whoever, the next Tuesday night that I'm not here, we're going to play this. Because then people will get free. This is good teaching. This is an anointing. I feel the presence of God going, yes. I just feel like the Lord's dancing, like, yes, 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 yes. Let's destroy that seed of bitterness. Let's destroy that seed of greed. Let's destroy it. Let them get set free. Satan having no way to come back in and them use each other to control each other, to hurt each other, to condemn each other, to constantly keep everybody in this bondage. How many are realizing that there's some major light bulbs going off in your life with this? Some of you here, this is like such an answer for you. Is there anyone who has a question, like, or something you want to work out with this? And don't feel too guilty to say it. Guilt makes you take the place of the Holy Spirit. Guilt causes you to try to put guilt on someone is definitely a very big part of control, isn't it? It's what control does. Guilt, there's only a few ways to control someone. You can control them with physical abuse. That's not guilt necessarily. It's just they're bigger than you and they're going to beat you up. So you can control someone with violence. But what's the other way to control someone? With guilt. Guilt is how you control someone. And let me say this, if you control someone with guilt, then they may try to control you with violence. Now somebody says, so it's my fault if they're violent. No, but you don't have authority over that violence if you use guilt. Because control is control. Are you getting this? This is really powerful. This is so key in domestic violence. One person's controlling with guilt. You never do this. You always do this wrong. You've made my life miserable. If it wasn't for you, la, 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 la. The other person, if they have a violent spirit or it's come through the family line of violence or they don't have the intellect to understand the attack of guilt, then they can take on violence and say, shut up, don't make me feel this bad. Because that's exactly. Yeah, that's exactly what guilt does. You know what guilt does? It makes the other person feel so bad. And you know, when God decides it's time to deal with something, it's just going to get worse before it gets better unless you have ears to hear. Get ears to hear today. Get ears to hear. God knows they didn't get it last night. We got to do a repeat, go deeper tomorrow. And this is nothing I had planned either. No, nothing. I thought we had it. Oh, man. Can you see how horrible this is? Can you see how it so empowers the enemy and takes away the peace and puts condemnation and guilt on someone and causes someone else to have to react to that? How they're going to lash out because it hurts? It hurts to be told you're no good. It hurts to be told everything's your fault. It hurts to be told life would be better without you. It hurts to be told you mess everything up. It hurts to be told you are a major mess and screw up and God messed up when he made you because you're coming from the place where that's how you feel about yourself. I'm not making excuses for violence. I'm just really relaying how Satan operates so we can all, as Christians, get free from his devices. And so we can have authority. And you know, as God, as the world is getting more and more violent, and as there's more and more condemnation and guilt operating everywhere, even in the church, if you want to have authority over violence in the church, you had better not be operating in guilt. God wants to set us free. God wants to set us free. You got to want to be free. Don't you think it'll be awesome to be free from this? For some people, it's almost hard to even imagine. Wow. I just can't imagine the wisdom of how to handle things. I can't imagine the freedom from feeling so bad about myself that I would lash out at others. I can't imagine we've taken on this guilt, many people, to truly control, and we wonder why we're not free from control. If you take this on for control and you got greed, no wonder you never have peace about your finances. No matter how much God gives you, you still aren't trusting Him. Y'all, this is big. This is not a little topic. I just can't believe I've been preaching Inner Healing Deliverance for 8 years and I have never done this. That's because I was blind. You don't need the blind leading the blind. It's okay when the repentant finally gets an answer because they ask the right question to say, what is this? Instead of blaming the other person. Although I'm sure there's been other little traits along the way that God broke out of the way first for whatever purposes. Maybe we had to get down. I almost feel like in a way we saw the fruit on the tree, you know, anger. He pulled the fruit off the tree. Then he started destroying the branches on the wrong tree, you know. Then we went down to the seeds. But now, folks, we have to get under guilt to get to the roots. We're getting pretty much this tree out. Yes. Right. Well, that would, so Satan could use that guilt thing to really cause a marriage to have a lot of strife and anger and bitterness. And that whole guilt thing could also cause somebody to try to perform and to do things a certain way and to be in bondage to that guilt of, look what you did to me. Can you understand? All guilt is about, you owe me something because of what you did. And the truth is, the Bible says, owe no man anything but love. Owe no man anything but love. That's what the word says. So guilt does come from a lie for guilt. I'm not saying it's the only one, but as God's exposing this, can be, you owe me this. Look what you did to me. Look what you caused me. And that causes the whole thing to be based on, it causes the whole thing to be based on blame and shame. And just, it's all in such a realm of the demonic. But when we put our sins on the cross, then the guilt has to go. But what God, I think the biggest thing the Lord's showing us, as long as we use guilt to control someone else or to punish someone else or to hold something over someone's head, we're not really free from the guilt in our own life. We may not be participating in the sin, but the influence of the enemy to condemn us, to hurt relationships, and to keep us in bondage is very strong. Wow, it's really quiet in here. There's really a, you can just feel it. It's almost like a fuzz. I don't know how to describe it. It's almost like a Holy Ghost presence of God that's, I'm not saying I literally see a cloud, but I literally see like a fuzz. Like it's just like the Holy Spirit just over this thing saying, get this, get this, get this. Don't run. Don't let every guilt thing come up. I mean, this is a, you know, we probably had to do so much teaching before we could get to this because all your coping mechanisms would not be able to stand to hear this. Every demon would be saying, they're talking about you. Every demon would be saying, see, you'll never be right. Every demon would say, see, they're... So all that has to die so the Spirit can break through and say, wait a minute, you know you're loved. You know you're wonderfully made. You know I just want to say, you know that my word is truth. So that you can handle getting free from the guilt. So that you can let go of the false, think of the things we've done, false defender, accuser, false judge. Think of all the things we've taught that we've had to hate and get out of the way to get down to the nitty gritty of how that enemy keeps condemnation in through guilt. If you have condemnation, it's too weak. If you have condemnation operating in your life, you've held on to guilt. And if you're still hurting and controlling others, you've used guilt. So there's two sides of it. Sometimes you have both. Sometimes you just have one or the other. Sometimes you only have it in one area. The key is At the cross, we don't have to have it at all. And so let's say guilt jumps up in your life again in a different area. Know what to do with it. Paid for by Jesus. Set free by Jesus. I don't owe you anything because of what I did in the past. Jesus set me free. Jesus paid it. Jesus paid it. Do you know all that I've done for you? And the kids ought to look at the mom and say, Jesus paid it. That's a teaching on obligation that we have. Obligations based on guilt. Okay, now guilt is always about punishment. You did something wrong, so you deserve to feel bad. So you can't have a poor me that's not, that's manipulation and not necessarily based on guilt. You can have a poor me that says, you know, poor me. That's bitterness, though. So that person's operating with, they're trying to use guilt. If you have a poor me and you want somebody to respond to poor me, you're actually trying to put guilt on them if they don't respond to you. With all that I've been through, how could you be mean to me? You're the one putting guilt on them because of all you've been through. And depending on how they respond to that would determine if they are buying into that guilt thing. So everything to do with manipulation probably has an entanglement with guilt at some place. Yes. Some people with iniquity and things in their past, they really live with unbelievable amount of guilt. Everything is defensive. It's just hard to believe. Bitterness is really strong. It's hard to forgive themselves. And that's a level of guilt that God is just ministering to people and pulling them out of. And they have to know who they are in Christ. And then there's more like what he's talking about. Like even me, I know condemnation in Christ. It's at the cross. I've been forgiven. But, you know, also a lot of times in haughtiness, you can think you're all that. And so why would you have guilt? You know, instead of understanding really what guilt is and why it's taken. You know, Christ, you paid for it. Wow, that ought to bring a reverence. Wow, you paid the penalty for my sin. You took the punishment. It's not that I won't ever be punished. It's that you already were punished. You physically were punished. What I did was so horrible that you had to go to hell for that, that you were beaten. All those things happened to you because of me. And then you should just so fall in love with Jesus. No matter what level of sin that he took and the guilt that keeps you bound in that. But it's any kind of you even taking guilt. And then, you know, if you take on the guilt for a bad decision, you also are taking credit for the bad, for the good decisions. And you got the whole pride independence from God. And that's the whole teaching we have. Right. And that brings the whole teaching we have on contention that's really powerful. Of constantly struggling, not entering to the rest. And everything's okay as long as everything's going okay. But when God judges that, when the fire comes down and says, you know, you've done all this to prove something about you. And that's some things too. When you're independent from God, using your gifts, your talents, and everything for your glory, even though that's not what you think you're doing, the truth is when the fire hits that thing and everything's gone, then that bitterness, and even in that is greed, taking care of self, and bitterness, not being able to trust God. And so it all still goes back to those two roots of evil. I know a lot of books teach there's a lot of roots of evil. Thank God there's not more than two, because it's taken years and years to honestly, truthfully get the light on those things to pull them out. And I just believe that God is doing that. What I think we really need to see, guilt is really the place where the devil and demons can still influence our decisions, our thinking, and our feelings. Guilt is the place where Satan influences our feelings, our decisions, and how we think about things. It's kind of like his, I know there's fear. Well, what is punishment is the fear. It's the fear of punishment. It's the fear of death. So the very substance that surrounds fear is guilt, or it can be one of the substance that surrounds fear. Because if you feel guilty, then you're afraid that you'll do things wrong. If you feel guilty, you're afraid that people will see how messed up you are. If you're guilty, you're afraid you're going to hurt somebody. If you're guilty. So guilt is the atmosphere where fear can just cling to you and cause you to overcompensate or cause you to become codependent or cause you to want others to make decisions for you because you're afraid of doing the wrong thing. Yeah, you're just afraid of doing the wrong thing. Afraid of doing the wrong thing as if you're all that in this.